fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Thursday, May 27th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. All right, so here's a fun one for you. Amazon is now being sued by the DC Attorney General for their anti-competitive practices. This is in regards to a policy that Apple, or that I'm so used to lawsuits being Apple related that I actually switched to Apple, that Amazon had in place saying that you could not undercut Amazon. Basically, if you were a seller on Amazon, let's say I run my old computer company, Reforged Computers. Let's say I run Reforged Computers. I have a bunch of used Dell Latitude E4200 laptops. All right, let's pretend I have that. And then on Amazon, I decide to sell them for $200 a piece. That actually was a decent rate that I used to sell those at back in ye olden days. But then I thought, you know, I'm going to go ahead and sell it for $180 on sale on my own website. That was against the Amazon terms of service. Now, they ended that practice because it was anti-competitive, but they have basically just changed the words around and still kept it instated by just, you know, using different words, which, by the way, is still illegal, is still anti-competitive. But, you know, Amazon do what Amazon do. In addition to that, that wonderful little story getting out, Amazon then additionally yesterday also bought MGM for $8.5 billion. Hollywood studio MGM, Metro Goldwyn Mayer. So now we have a major film studio now owned by Amazon, no doubt going to be used for their Prime Video streaming services. So you just see these two stories side by side and you just can't help but wonder, really? Really? We're just going to go ahead and buy up, you know, all of a major Hollywood studio film while being accused by Washington, D.C. Attorney General that you're participating in anti-competitive behavior as you're buying up one of the biggest Hollywood studios in existence to fortify your hold in video streaming. Well, we'll just see how this goes. I'm willing to bet that the case is going to end up just being about as cut and dry, and Amazon's going to once again just rephrase their current practice and probably still somehow keep it enabled, and this whole circle will just begin again next year. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.